In Colombia, a right-wing militia is being blamed for killing nearly 150 unarmed people since the beginning of the month. The United Self-Defense Groups of Colombia, known by the Spanish acronym AUC, claim to be fighting leftist guerrillas. International monitors say the militias commit gross human rights violations. Last month, the United States added the groups to its list of international terrorists. In a rare interview, AUC leader Carlos Castaño spoke with reporter Stephen Dudley.
For many people in Colombia, Castaño is the equivalent of the devil. For others, he is a hero. During the last 5 years, his AUC paramilitary alliance has driven leftist guerrillas from at least half a dozen rebel strongholds. But the AUC's bloody methods have drawn criticism. Federal authorities have issued more than 20 warrants for Castaño's arrest. The AUC is also accused of being deeply involved in the drug trade, using the profits to finance its war. U.S. officials have called Castaño one of Colombia's top drug traffickers. In a jungle in the north of the country, the AUC leader discussed the war. He denied his troops committed atrocities, but did not dispute all of the critics' accusations.
Podría ser producto de algunos excesos militares.
We do have some military excesses because we consider some people outside of combat situations military objectives. This means that sometimes deserters from a guerrilla army lead us to an area where we find 10 to 12 rebels dressed in civilian clothes and we execute them.
Castaño claims close to 15,000 troops. He says that because of bad information, the AUC has sometimes killed the wrong people in its effort to go after Colombia's two leftist guerrilla groups, the FARC and the ELN.
Que en esta guerra irregular, el enemigo colombiano.
In our war, the enemy is difficult to see. It's like a snake. It comes from the bushes. It attacks and then disappears into the shade. So when we get a chance, we attack, no matter what its appearance.
Critics say AUC soldiers have killed several thousand people. The victims include more than 150 union activists murdered in the last 16 months, as well as dozens of human rights activists and leftist politicians. Authorities say the paramilitaries pulled their victims off of buses and out of homes before shooting them. Jose Miguel Vivanco is the director of Human Rights Watch for Latin America.
The AUC in Colombia are constantly and systematically involved in serious atrocities, mostly against civilians.
Other critics of Castaño claim the AUC works in close collaboration with Colombia's army. About a fifth of Castaño's fighters are former army soldiers, and according to a Human Rights Watch report released this month, several active officers receive regular payments for working with the AUC. Military officials deny this claim. They say they are fighting paramilitaries and leftist rebels with equal vigor. Still, former government peace envoy Daniel Garcia Peña insists the connection between the two anti-guerrilla forces is a logical outcome of the war.
Unfortunately, there are still, within the army, those that consider that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and therefore support or have active links with paramilitary groups.
Last month, the State Department put the AUC on its list of international terrorist organizations. Castaño rejects the terrorist label. He admits that his troops are guilty of what the State Department says, but says his countrymen should consider the AUC heroes for pushing back the leftist rebels. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Northern Colombia.